Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Talley. On 11-10-22, Mrs. Dunn performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-17-22, there's been improvement, period, paragraph impression, a moderate reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Susan Ahern. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 11-10-22, Mrs. Ahern performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 274 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gil Hernandez. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11-10-22, Mr. Hernandez performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-28-22, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Harris. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 11-10-22. Mr. Harris performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3-31-22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Brenda Siriani, S-I-R-I-A-N-I. This goes to Dr. Pellegrudo. On 11-10-22, Mrs. Siriani performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%. Period, after walking 427 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%. Period, in paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Noel. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 11-10-22, Mr. Noel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-28-22, there's been no significant change, period. Paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Morford, M-O-R-F-O-R-D. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11-10-22, Mr. Morford performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was... forget this report, please. It's a mistake. I'll go on to the next one. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sue Taylor. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 11-10-22, Mrs. Taylor performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was reversible airways obstruction with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, period. New paragraph from Fresh. Compared to a study dated 4/14/22, there has been no significant change. Here, a new paragraph impression, moderate restriction with a degree of reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Here. X pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Gilbert. This goes to Amanda Shirley, comma, PA on 11/10/22. Mr. Gilbert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. No significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period of paragraph. Compression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA on 11/10/22. Mr. Fulford performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/5/22, there's been some improvement in the FEV1. Period, a paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma showing some improvement, period. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA on 11/10/22. Mr. Fulford performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 341 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And that's it. Thank you.